Here's the translation of the text into English. U.S. orders non-emergency staff to leave Bahrain, Iraq, and Jordan. Oil rises as expanding U.S.-Israeli conflict with Iran elevates supply risks. Saudi Arabia's non-oil business growth slowed in February, PMI shows. Oil extends surge on wider Middle East conflict, Strait of Hormuz closure. U.S. will take action to mitigate oil price spike for Americans, Rubio says. Gold dips, reverses course as stronger dollar weighs amid Iran conflict. Iran conflict disrupts global shipping as tankers are stranded, damaged. S&P may cut Berkshire-owned PacifiCorp utility to junk because of wildfires. Rubio says planned Israeli action against Iran prompted U.S. strikes. Factbox: how have U.S. presidents tapped the strategic petroleum reserve during war? Macquarie ranks India hotel stocks by Iran conflict exposure risk. Paramount Warner deal set to win FCC nod, FT. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade, Taiwan. Weighted up 0.0%. Dollar reclaims safe haven mantle as Iran strikes rattle nerves. BlackRock-backed group seeks to close CK Hutchison Ports deal without Panama assets, FT reports. NITI's shares rise on Hong Kong primary listing plans. Southbound potential airline ticket prices soar on Asia-Europe routes after Gulf airport closures. Paramount's $110 billion Warner Bros. Deal likely to secure FCC backing, FT reports. Australia stocks lower at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 down 1.34%. Paramount Warner Bros. Deal risks Hollywood job losses. Netflix CEO tells FT Egypt's non-oil sector contracts as demand softens and costs rise. Kuwait non-oil sector growth accelerates to 15-month high. Saudi Arabia non-oil sector growth eases to 9-month low. ASEAN manufacturing PMI reaches record high in February. Myanmar manufacturing sector adds jobs for first time in 6 months. South Korea manufacturing growth edges lower in February. South Korea factory activity expands for third month on output jump. PMI shows U.S. manufacturing activity steady. Factory gate inflation surges. U.S. manufacturing activity expands as input prices spike. Canadian manufacturing PMI rises to 13-month high in February. Iran conflict raises odds. BOJ will forgo rate hike in March, sources say. Eurozone inflation could surge on lengthy Iran war, ECB's chief economist warns. Morning bid. Trump's whatever-it-takes vow deepens stock sell-off, lifts oil. RBA's Bullock says March rate hike possible. Markets brace for likely hot GDP. Explainer: what to watch for in China's 2026-2030 five-year plan. Factbox: key economic targets to watch at China's parliament meeting. Explainer: how China could boost its weak consumption. China poised to trim growth ambitions. Pursue timid rebalancing efforts. Stock slide. As Middle East air war fans, inflation fears. State Department switches to OpenAI as U.S. agencies start phasing out. Anthropic coin surges above $69, bucking risk-off trend after U.S.-Iran escalation. Strategy Inc. updates at the market program and Bitcoin holdings. Classover terminates $400 million equity facility, shifts focus to AI. Kumining 2.0? Redefining cloud mining via true hash rate ownership. Bitcoin recovers above $67,000 as markets digest Khamenei's death. Bitcoin prices fall below $64,000 after U.S.-Israel attack on Iran. Bybit introduces fixed-rate UTA loans offering up to 10x leverage and up to 180-day borrowing. Bitcoin trading below 67K, set for fifth straight red month as crypto suffers. Cardano falls 10% en route. H2O America prices $609 stock offering at $53 per share. Davis Commodities approves 20-for-1 reverse stock split. Viper Energy stockholders to sell 7.4 million shares for $798 million. BrightSpring stockholders price 20M share secondary at $41.15. MXHS FY25 presentation, revenue grows 10%. EBITDA surges 220%. General Atlantic affiliate sells Alignment Healthcare stake. Sangfor partners with Cohesity on data security solutions. Donald Sternoff Bayer Jr. purchases Arlington County bonds.